USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with Pope Francis at the Vatican for their first official meeting and to address two issues, climate change and COVID-19. Biden arrived with First Lady Jill for the meeting. He told reporters that he and the Pope prayed for peace and that the topic of abortion was never raised during the meeting. The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine for kids. Dr. Janet Woodcock says the vaccine is both safe and effective.
Parents and guardians can rest assured that we conducted a comprehensive and rigorous evaluation of the data on the vaccine's safety and effectiveness, and that this vaccine meets our high standards.
The acting FDA commissioner says the vaccine was found to be 90.7% effective with no serious side effects. Next, the CDC will review the recommendation, and a rollout of the vaccine could begin by next week. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Maine Governor Janet Mills' COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. The High Court denied a request to block the mandate. Three conservative justices, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Clarence Thomas, dissented, taking issue with the mandate for not including a religious exemption. That was the crux of the lawsuit by healthcare workers who objected to the requirement. The Liberty Council, a national religious nonprofit, filed the lawsuit on behalf of 8 healthcare workers and 1 provider who said they rejected any medicine or procedure developed with or aided by the use of fetal tissue. The group said the mandate also violates First Amendment protections of freedom of religion. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who wrote a concurring opinion, said she voted with the majority because the case was brought up on the Supreme Court's emergency docket, and the justices didn't have full briefings or oral arguments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Southern Command is making some big changes.
U.S. Army General Laura Richardson becoming the first woman to lead SOUTHCOM. U.S. Army General Laura J. Richardson becoming the first woman to lead U.S. SOUTHCOM, which provides operations for Central and South America and the Caribbean.
But she will tell you that being first doesn't matter when you're focused on being the best, and that's exactly what she is.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin presiding over the change of command ceremony Friday afternoon in Doral, Florida, saying he has complete confidence that General Richardson will continue to make this command better. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois who's been one of the GOP's most vocal critics against former President Trump, is saying that he's going to leave Congress. Kinzinger said he won't seek re-election in 2022 after a new Illinois redistricting map put him in the same district as a more Trump-aligned Republican. Kinzinger was one of only a few House Republicans who voted earlier this year to impeach former President Trump over the January 6th Capitol attack. Kinzinger, who is one of 2 Republicans on the House committee investigating the January 6th attack, said more extreme elements have taken over politics and that dehumanizing others has become a path to survival. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.